Kathy Dawes now, along with three very fine gentlemen here today to talk about an exciting project. Kent Foster with us, Rod Calavoda, and also Victor Steiner with the Manhattan Evening Kiwanis Club. And I know, Kent, we chatted a little bit on the phone about this proposed Blue Mont Hill Observation Platform, and I think that was a few weeks back, and I'm sure there have been some changes, but if you kind of want to remind us what we're talking about here.
Okay. Back in 1927, our Kiwanis Club built or constructed the letters up on Blue Mont Hill, and ever since we've been maintaining them, painting them a couple times a year, and with the help of the farmhouse fraternity, because it's a pretty steep climb. But a couple years ago, it was a 100th anniversary of Kiwanis International, so Rod and Victor and I thought, well, we ought to do some project here, and we do all this work up at the hill, so why not a project up there? And as an architect, I've done, you know, several hundred projects that have to do with handicap accessibility, so we thought, well, it's kind of a treacherous little area up there unless you're a young kid or a mountain goat or something. And so you sort of get stopped at the top of the steps. And so we thought, well, what if we did an observation platform that would allow people of all ages and disabilities get up, and because it's a nice overlook out there. And so we came up with this design. Schwab Eaton Engineering did a survey for us, and my firm, Ken Ebert Design Group, allowed me to use some of our resources to develop the project. So that's kind of where we came up with this project, and now we're in the process of trying to get enough funds to fund it. And we have a contractor, Vic will talk about it in a minute, but we have an estimated cost of, you know, between $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. It depends on how much we could get donated by, you know, labor and materials that people might be willing to donate. But it's a sizable project. It's limited access, so that's why it's expensive. It takes a lot of manual labor to get up there. But in a nutshell, that's kind of what we have in mind.
And do want to remind our listeners, too, if they'd like to call in, phone lines, as always, are open, 537-1350 and toll-free 866-776-1350. And I know, as Dave and I have talked about this a little bit on the air, a lot of folks are still not aware of this, and I know you're trying to raise money for it. But, Rod, if you want to chime in a little bit, too, and kind of how this project came to be and your thoughts and a lot of excitement I'm sensing.
Yeah, I think it's a great project for all of Manhattan and to visitors coming to Manhattan. It's a nice, somewhat of a landmark, I think, here. Everyone uses it on pamphlets and brochures. So we'd kind of like to expand upon the use. It's kind of an underutilized park, in fact, here. So I am the treasurer of the Manhattan Kiwanis Club, so you might say I'm kind of the money man behind this. So I have been out visiting with some of the businesses in town, asking for their support, financial support, for those cash contributions we're going to need, besides the labor and materials that will be donated in kind. So we have our first corporate sponsor, Meritrust Credit Union, stepped up, and I want to give a big shout out to them. They were very excited about the project. It's just a nice view of Meritrust Credit Union from behind that sign. But I want to thank them for stepping up. We're still looking for two more corporate sponsors. How we began this, we did wanted to put some skin in the game. So our Manhattan Kiwanis Club has already contributed $7,500 and actually more than that since to this project. So we've asked our corporate sponsors, the major corporate sponsors, to match that particular amount. And Meritrust has committed to do that and has done so on that. But we're looking for all contributions.
Victor, the kind of the part that you're playing in this whole thing.
Well, I've been I'm in the construction business, so I've been working with a local contractor, Tracy Krubel and John from D&R Construction. They're going to be kind of the brains behind this, I guess, once we get the construction phase going, make sure we do it properly. So they're kind of on board to do some in-kind donation. Buyer Construction also has stepped up, and they're going to do some of the gravel and haul off the waste for us. So we've got a few on board. And then once we get kind of a little more detailed material list, we'll probably look for the lumber yards and some people like that and welding shops to, step up and see if we can work out some contributions there.
Now, Ken, I know you had to kind of go through the city government. I mean, you had to jump through a few little hoops to get this going.
We got together with Wyatt Thompson in the Parks and Recs Department, and he was real excited about it. And we went to the city commission, and they got on board with the project. They think it's a very worthwhile project. We've ran all of the drawings through the code department, so it's up to code. I had a structural engineer in the office that helped me work out a lot of the structural requirements. So, yeah, we've got a lot of support from the city and the government and a lot of other outside support that have been promoting this for us. So.
Rod, is this one of the more ambitious projects that your group has done, just out of curiosity?
It is. The International Kiwanis actually celebrated their 100th anniversary. We'll be doing ours in 2022, I do believe, celebrate our 100th. But so we were trying to come up with a big project for that 100th anniversary of Kiwanis International. The only thing, could I add some websites? I know some of the listeners may be out there saying, where do I go to get more information?
Well, in fact, I may borrow your schematic of what it's supposed to look like.
But I was going to say, we do have a website, and it's very simple. It's manhattankiwanis.com. Kiwanis is spelled K-I-W-A-N-I-S. For those that don't know how to spell Kiwanis, we see that every now and then.
My dad was a long time Kiwanian,
But if you go to that website, there is a link that will take you to our GoFundMe site. And then also there is a link for more information. It'll give you a PowerPoint presentation. It'll show you renderings, what this overlook platform will look like. As close as possible, according to Kent Foster here.
And Victor, I imagine a lot of work, but it sounds like it's kind of fun, too.
Oh, it's one of my favorite projects. I guess before I forget, I'd like to thank you and Dave both for kind of getting this out in the public eye. We really appreciate that, and I know that's going to help, but we're going to actually be whitewashing the sign this Sunday, so part of our twice-a-year deal. So,
Kent, remind us of the time frame here, and obviously you need to have a certain amount of money before you get into it completely.
Right.
But
we really want to have all the money and everything ready to go. This isn't a project that we can do in phases. It has to be started and finished, in one fell swoop. Otherwise, it's going to be too dangerous for people to, be encountering. So as soon as we can get the money, I don't know how that will play out in the next 6 months. I'm not sure. But once the project starts, I think it can be constructed in a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, depending on DNR's schedule. But that's the idea.
You gentlemen might want your headphones. I think Dave Lewis wanted to say a word or two on the other side of the glass, if I read him correctly there.
Oh, maybe so. I'm never short for comments. But, guys, this is really, I think, very, very neat concept, what you've designed. And Kent, I love your the graphics that you have here on your website. I think that this is something that's going to be a tremendous asset to that entire location. Yeah, we'll have those. Want to get those on our website. But you said, Victor, I think you said that you're going to be whitewashing it this weekend.
Yeah, Sunday.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you guys miss having the University of Nebraska in the Big 12?
No, we don't, because I've heard a lot of stories about an extra whitewashing or two because of the red end.
You know about that, Kathy?
I don't know
that
I do. There
would be some pranksters from up north that would come down and paint one of the ends red. So
I remember Victor's dad used to go up on Sunday morning and have to clean up that red or whitewash it again. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Why does that not surprise me? Well, before we wrap up, anything I'm forgetting to ask or that we want to highlight? And Rod, sure.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to add. We have set up at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, a fund for this. So it does also have deposits within that fund. You can get in touch with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and ask for the Kiwanis Bluemont Hill Overlook Fund if you want to contribute through the foundation.
And another aspect about that, Rod, is that coming up is Grow Green Day on the 21st, where your contribution has, I believe, a 50% match. Are you part of that?
Yes. Unfortunately, this fund will not count towards that match because it's not an endowment fund.
I see. Okay. Okay. I appreciate the clarification on that.
So. But you could still make a contribution.
Still can.
Most definitely. Well, we only have about a minute left. Kent, any of the three of you want to add anything before we wrap up today?
Well, like Victor said, it's a really popular site up there. When we're up whitewashing, I mean, there must be 40 or 50 people going there on a nice Sunday day. So it gets a lot of activity, and I think it'll be a very useful project people will enjoy of all ages and abilities. And so I want to thank you guys, Dave, especially for the editorial comments that you did over the last week or so. We appreciate that.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Thanks.
Victor, anything to add?
Nope, just thanks for having us.
Okay, and Rod, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Thanks to the three of you for stopping by. Been a lot of fun. Kent Foster, Rod Calabota, and Victor Steiner with us today with the Manhattan Evening Kiwanis Club. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Good job today, guys, and thanks for what you're doing. That, I think, is going to be a neat aspect to Bluemont Hill. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard is next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Then we will have the Dan Patrick Show, followed by The Game on KMAN. Talk a little bit about baseball, K-State and Royals both. Both teams are in action tonight. We've got K-State baseball broadcast beginning at 6 p.m. here on News Radio KMAN. Have a great weekend. See you at the Pink and Purple Polyester Party tonight at the Alumni Center.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.